Florida's treat. The state of Florida invites you to join the transatlantic troubadour, Harry Richmond, Freddie Rich and his orchestra, and that rhythmic singer of blue melodies, Lee Wiley. And here's your troubadour and master of ceremonies, the one and only Harry Richmond.
Greetings from sunny Florida, where they prove the statement that the best things in life are free by growing oranges and grapefruit so packed with juice that every fifth glass is actually free. No fooling. Florida oranges and grapefruit give one-fourth more juice. So welcome to Florida's treat, and let's have music right now. Freddie Rich and his famous orchestra playing Love Parade. And here is our special guest star waiting to bring songs with a haunting sweetness, an extra something that you can't explain because it's intangible.
Like the flavor of a Florida orange.
Who said that?
Wise people all over the land are saying it every day.
Oh, I guess you're right, Ted, even if you did startle me pretty badly. And just as I was going to say that Lee Wiley was going to sing You Turn the Tables on Me in her own special way.
You turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you've come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me. I used to be the apple of your eye. I had you with me every day. But now whenever you are passing by, you're always looking the other way. It's little things like this that prompt me to say, you turn the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Oh, thank you, Lee. That was all I said it would be and more.
Well, that's nice to hear, Harry, but there's something about that song I don't like.
Well, I can't imagine what it could be.
Well, it's a sentiment, I guess.
Oh, I thought the sentiment was fine, perfect.
You would, but I'd much rather turn the tables on you and let you sing.
A nice, charitable girl.
You might as well start. You know, my resistance is terrific since I started drinking Florida grapefruit juice, and I won't take no for an answer.
Well, I guess I'm sunk, so I'll sing a little song called There'll Be No South.
Southland, Southland, don't let them change your rhythm, the rhythm that has brought you pain. Southland, Southland, they'll rearrange your rhythm so that you'll never sound the same. That's the rhythm of the South. That's the rhythm of the South that Stephen Foster wrote for you. He lived every note for you. When darkies round the cabin door, don't sing about the Swanee shore or well about their mammies anymore. There'll be no South. When Stephen Foster's melodies are only tender memories, and you go in for modern harmony, there'll be no South. If we can sing about your famous Old Man River, your bales of cotton, taters, and corn, that southern swing that made our northern music quiver with that rhythm they brought with them, that's why darkies were born. If we can stroll neath southern skies and hear those darkies harmonize, the songs that brought the teardrops to your eyes, there'll be no South. If the world can sing about your muddied, watered river, your bales of cotton, your taters, and your corn, if we ever lose that southern swing that made our northern music quiver with that hidey-ho rhythm that they brought with them, that's why darkies were born. If we can come down here and stroll underneath your sky and listen to your little pickaninnies harmonize, that beautiful Swanee River that brought the teardrops to your eyes, gone is your Southland. There'll be no South.
Well, Harry, that was grand.
Oh, praise from you, Lee. You know the quotation. Anyway, while there's still time, I wish you'd sing a special song for me. That Toast to Florida song.
Toast to Florida?
Certainly, you know the one.
Do I?
Of course. Instead of saying, here's mud in your eye, as they all do all over the country, in Florida, when you drink grapefruit or orange juice, you say, here's love in your eye.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way, but I guess you're right.
His love in your eyes, and may it keep on glowing. Love in your eyes, just for me. You look divine, and when we dance, our dying dear, my head goes reeling, but it's not from wine. There's love in my heart, and it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high, but here's a toast to what I want. The most of his love, love in your eyes, his love in your eyes, and may it keep on glowing. Love in your eyes, just for me. You look divine, and when we dance, our dying dear, my head goes reeling, but it's not from wine. There's love in my heart, and it will keep on growing. I know that I'm aiming high, but here's a toast to what I want the most of, baby. His love, his love in your eyes.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we come near the end of our program, but remember, we'll be back soon with new music, new songs, and new people. Just keep a weather eye on your radio column and be sure to tune in next time. It's Florida's Treat.